We're back on News Radio WGNS and talking with Al Evans. He is the cross-country coach at Oakland, talking about his team here on our Fleet Feet Spotlight, sponsored by Fleet Feet here in Murfreesboro. And thanks to Krista Dugosh for helping us highlight our local cross-country athletes. Al, how are you?
Doing fine.
Awesome. Well, good to talk to you. And I know this is a very busy time of the year for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Oakland Patriots and Lady Pats and how the season has gone here so far for you.
Well, this has been a really good year so far. We got a good number of boys, and for the first time, I've got a really full squad of girls, and a lot of them are really young and really energetic, and they're eager to go.
Well, so far the season, kind of where are you in terms of the cross-country season? Let our listeners in on that.
This is about the midway point. We're getting ready to go to Alabama to run the Jesse Owens Invitational, and our kids are really geared up for it. We finally got some good weather instead of blistering heat, so I think they're ready to go. So boys and girls are running the gold division, and then we have several of our young kids that will be in the JV division also.
Do a lot of our local teams go out of state for that?
Yes, they do. It's a pretty good venue and everything. Well run. A lot of teams will be there, probably over 2,000 runners, and probably close to, say, 15 or 16 races that will take place there.
So now, Al, when we're talking about races, I know Sharp Springs is here locally is one of the big venues. What are some of the other places where these kids may be actually competing?
Well, early in the season, we have the Vols Classic, which is over in Sharp Springs, and there's about 1,600 runners that will compete in that at the high school level, and that has about 80 schools from all over Middle Tennessee that compete in a certain division here to get an honor prize at the end of the season to be part of the All-Mid-State team. After that, we went over to Kentucky and had a race at Louisville race at Trinity, and our kids did very well at that race too, and then we'll come up here and have a race in Alabama. So we travel a little bit. That's one of the things that kind of is nice about this, and put our talent against talent from all over the Southeast.
Now, we've talked on this show numerous times with coaches about the conditioning that goes in and just really the special type of athlete that it takes to participate in cross country, and self-motivation seems to be a very big key to being a great cross country athlete.
It is. Yeah, one of the great things about it, cross country usually is a 5K race. Okay, so it's 3.1 miles. A lot of dedication has to go into being able to run something like that. So you do get kids that are probably a little more academically inclined as far as their grades are good. They are self-motivated. They usually have a lot of parent support. So they're a pleasure to coach. And each one of them basically takes upon themselves to keep improving. They are really, really hard workers.
Al Evans is here with us talking Oakland cross country, and I want to give you the opportunity to highlight any of the athletes that participate on your team and talk a little bit about them so far and how the season has gone.
Sure. I'll start with our girls first, okay? Again, we've got a full squad this year, first time in a while. This team has been led by Brazier Hooks. She's my top runner. She's a sophomore this year. And last year she was a state qualifier, and if I'm not mistaken, I hope I don't get this wrong, but I think she was 27th in the state, and that's very good as a freshman. She also qualified last year in track and field in the 800. So she's a real good leader, a real good athlete, and in the classroom she does the same thing also. Following that, Kaylee McIntyre, an incoming freshman, is a really good runner coming to us from the middle school. And so I'm looking forward to her kind of adding to it. Eden Walkowski, she is the sister of Bryce Walkowski on my varsity boys team. So those top three right there are doing really, really good. And a lot of other young girls behind them. On the boys' side, our squad's led by Daniel Smith. He's a senior this year. Last year, he almost broke 16 minutes. He was real close to doing that. And so hopefully he'll be in the 15s here pretty soon. He was also a state qualifier and got on the podium in the mile run, or 1600, running a 420. 1,600 runs. So looking forward to him being a leader. Behind him is Dalton Kerschider, excellent runner, Bryce Walkowski, David Carlton, and Ryan Phillips. That probably leads the bunch there as far as the top five. So looking forward to a lot of good running here coming up soon.
Al Evans with us on our Fleet Feet Spotlight, talking Oakland cross country. And Coach, how much of a difference does it make now that fall weather has finally taken a grip? I'm sure the athletes just love it now.
They do now, and the thing about it is we train all summer long. They get, I mean, really good, just basic conditioning. Okay, so put the mileage in. These kids are at the end of the summer months before school starts, they're up to 60 miles a week. So you're talking about 8 to 10 miles a day, a long run on Saturday, and taking a rest on Sunday. So and doing that with temperatures like they were, and now you finally get a break, it'll be like putting high tests in their tank. So I'm looking forward to it.
Does that make their times faster sometimes?
Oh, yes. Yes, it should. It should. It's just so much better as the season progresses. You know, it's like track and field. A sprinter in the March is not going to run that fast, but boy, when it gets good and hot, they're fast. Okay, and for the distance kids, the same thing happens for them. Once the heat disappears, then the times start to drop, and so that's when things get competitive.
You mentioned that we're kind of at the midway point. What else lies ahead here? Just kind of map out the rest of the season for Oakland and the rest of our local teams.
Sure. A lot of teams that are probably, you know, like, whether it's like Siegel or Riverdale or those teams that are local in this area, they do most about the same thing. Mm-hmm. What will happen is we will run about every 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We want to get a lot of good training in now, and then as the season progresses, then we kind of fine-tune some things. Yeah, we're going to have the Jesse Owens Invitational this Saturday. So tomorrow we'll be taking off at 5 o'clock in the morning and heading down to Alabama to run that. And we have about 2 weeks after that, we'll compete in the Mid-State Championship meet back out at this will be at Buckner Park. I'm sorry. This will be at Buckner Park in Dixon. And then right after that, another 2 weeks, and we have our region meet, and that'll be at Sharp Springs. And then after that, the state meet. And a lot of our kids also like to compete at the Foot Locker Southeastern Region in Charlotte.
So the
that's pretty well it.
Yeah, the region, and then a couple of weeks after that, state. So what are we talking, sometime in November?
Yeah, November. The first week in November is always the state meet at Steeplechase. And hopefully we can take our boys and our girls. We're shooting for that this year. And then after that, we got about three and a half weeks before we have the Foot Locker, which is on Thanksgiving weekend.
And from what I understand, the Steeplechase is one of the harder courses that these kids will take on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is one of the harder courses. Now, this year, the Mid-State Championship meet will be at Buckner Park, which is also a pretty tough course, too. So we kind of changed the venues up a little bit in doing that.
So they'll definitely get some challenges coming up here, it sounds.
Oh, yes, yeah. And, of course, we're no stranger to Saddle Hill over here in Murfreesboro when it comes to training. So the kids will usually on a Friday or a Monday will head over there and train on the hill.
Yeah, I've heard it's not named Saddle Hill for nothing.
That's right. It's MTSU also practices out there, too. So it's a good place to practice.
Well, I can tell that, you know, one thing that I've noticed in talking with the cross-country coaches here the past couple of years on this Fleet Feet Spotlight is that you definitely have a passion for it, and it helps when you have highly motivated, just really cool teenage kids to work with. So it makes the job fun, I would say.
Oh, it does. It's a pleasure. The parents are great. The camaraderie between the athletes, how they do in classes, you get positive comments from teachers. I had this student in class, and he's great, a great kid. And so it's a real pleasure to be involved in cross country.
Well, Al, I certainly appreciate you spending some time with us, and good luck on the remainder of the season, okay?
Well, thanks a lot, okay?
That's Al Evans from Oakland Cross Country talking with us here today on our Fleet Feet Spotlight. Fleet Feet here in Murfreesboro on the Medical Center Parkway. in the Oak Shopping Center. Stop on in and visit with our friends at Fleet Feet. They'll get you fitted up just right with a new pair of kicks, and I'm telling you, your feet will love you for it. Trust me on this. Wearing my now fourth pair from Fleet Feet. Stop on in and visit with Krista and all the fine folks there at Fleet Feet. That is your Fleet Feet Spotlight here on News Radio WGNS.